The Wisconsin Film Festival isn't until next April, but the festival has begun accepting submissions for its category of movies it calls Wisconsin's Own. They can be short or feature length, but they have to be turned in by December 1st. The Wisconsin's Own category is for films or movie makers with Wisconsin ties, so either the film can have significant parts of it shot here, or a primary filmmaker or cast member has lived in Wisconsin at some point. Mark Kornblatt is a Madison-based filmmaker who's entered in the Wisconsin Film Festival in the past. In fact, his documentary, Dostoevsky Behind Bars, won the festival's Golden Badger Award this year. I recently asked Mark about the challenges and rewards of small-budget independent filmmaking. On the one hand, digital technology has made filmmaking cheaper, lighter, faster, and thus more democratic. But for independent movie makers like Kornblatt, it also makes competition for film festivals that much tougher.
When I was a little more naive with my first feature length, I thought, oh, this is a great feature length made in Madison about the homeless. I submitted it to 40 festivals. I got into three. When I got my rejection from Sundance, they told me they had gotten more than 10,000 submissions for 170 spots. Do the math. It's harder than getting into Brown University.
But a lot of people still think they can do this.
With YouTube and all, it's glorious. But again, the difference between a professionally made film and one that has been really worked on, and one of these that anyone could do with their little iPhone or the tiny cameras, there still is a difference. I mean, I'm talking to you on Wisconsin Public Radio. It's different than just one of my students in elementary school interviewing me for the class newspaper.
So what I'm hearing you saying is the answer is no, not everybody can do this.
Well, it's the same thing with blogs and all, right? I mean, the print media and radio, they've talked about all these different people who've come in. They've brought something, whether it was some revolution in Egypt that these semi-professional or amateur people have helped in the field of journalism. Good, steady journalism, good, steady storytelling is a craft.
What advice would you give to a movie maker thinking of submitting to the Wisconsin Film Festival?
The first thing is, work on the piece. Really make sure all the parts of it are the best they can be. Because viewers who come to Wisconsin Film Festival, they're discerning viewers now. They have been so groomed by all these different media. They're expecting, I mean, the minimum, the technological part, even for low budget, sound, for me, is one of the most important things. If you can't hear the people, it's obscured. The film committees are going to pass over it because, again, they get inundated with so many.
You have a job. You're an elementary school teacher. You have a family. You have enough to do without making movies. Why do you think it's worth doing?
I'm a communicator. I think that's how I got into teaching and all the different things. And I love story. Someone has picked up one of my films. I have yet to see any money. It's supposedly on a pay-per-view network in Europe and America. And I have yet to see a cent. But the story about an aging artist from Mineral Point has touched people, and I'm able to see it in some festivals. I didn't stay in acting too long because I didn't get enough work. I wrote 7 children's books, published them, or had plays done, didn't get enough work. For me, I don't have to wait for anyone anymore.
Mark Kornblatt is an independent filmmaker who lives in Madison. The Wisconsin Film Festival is accepting submissions for its Wisconsin's Own homegrown movie category until December 1st. You can find out more at wyfilmfest.org.